My own understanding of the great work began when I was quite young. At the time, I was some 11 years old. My family was moving from a more settled part of a small southern town out to the edge of town where the new house was being built. The house, not yet finished, was situated on a slight incline. Down below was a small creek, and there across the creek was a meadow. It was an early afternoon in late May when I wandered down the incline, crossed the creek, and looked out over the scene. The field was covered with white lilies rising above the thick grass. A magic moment. This experience gave to my life something that seems to explain my thinking at a more profound level than almost any other experience I can remember. It was not only the lilies. It was the singing of the crickets and the woodlands in the distance and the clouds and the clear sky. It was not something conscious that happened just then. I went on about my life as any young person might do. Perhaps it was not simply this moment that made such a deep impression upon me. Perhaps it was a sensitivity that was developed throughout my childhood. Yet, as the years pass, this moment returns to me, and whenever I think about my basic life attitude and the whole trend of my mind and the causes to which I've given my efforts, I seem to come back to this moment and the impact it has had on my feeling for what's real and worthwhile in life. This earlier experience, it seems, has become normative for me throughout the entire range of my thinking. Whatever preserves and enhances this meadow and the natural cycles of its transformations, good. Whatever opposes this meadow or negates it, is not good. My life orientation is that simple. It's also that pervasive.